Got it, Rex.
G'day, mate. Is this Tony?
Yeah, it is.
G'day, bud. It's Danny here, Darko's mate with the so I've just got another mate who's spent a better part of his adult life with Subarus, and he was saying to me or suggesting that I get a dump pipe rather than like the catback. And I don't know shit about this sort of stuff, so I thought I would run it by you.
So generally that's correct for all the Australian models.
Yep, okay.
For the Jap ones, they've actually got a quite large downpipe from factory.
Okay, yep.
You will get a benefit from doing a downpipe as well.
Yep.
But to start off with, I wouldn't really worry about it too much unless you wanted to do a full turbo back exhaust. But if you did just the downpipe itself, you're going to not get any extra volume.
So what's the full exhaust? Like, how much would that be?
The problem is that they're a twin scroll, these things, so they're not like your typical off-the-shelf downpipes you can get. I'd have to actually chase up and work out where to get one of those from. I think the downpipe itself would be around the $1,200 mark, plus $300 to fit it.
All right, okay, cool. Because, he's basically, what he was saying is on his last three Subies, the cold air intake has done sweet fuck all, and he said, I'll get that later on if I were you, but, you guys also know what you're talking about. I was wondering whether or not it would be worth sort of taking that off now and trading it for a bit more of an exhaust setup than, what are your thoughts?
On the twin scrolls, they're a little bit different. So
yeah,
on the twin scrolls, you're more restricted by the airbox than the downpipe.
Okay,
That's what you're telling is true for all the Australian 2.5 litres.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Yeah.
So I would be doing definitely an intake and a catback to start with, I'd do an intake and a turbo back. So just the full exhaust, so downpipe and the catback.
So what difference between, say, the turbo back and the catback as far as, like, model and...
The catbacks are the same for anything 01 to 06, so it's literally exactly the same thing. The downpipes are different shapes, just because of the twin scroll turbo. They've got a different flange.
So in terms of, like, performance and the noise, like, what are the differences?
If you do a full turbo back, it's going to be louder. So,
okay, cool.
Yes, just a catback, you'll get more volume than what you got now if it's got a stock catback on there.
Yeah.
But performance-wise, you might gain another 10 kilowatts if you did the downpipe on that car.
Yep, okay.
Otherwise, you'll get around 200 if you did just a catback and a colder intake and a tune.
You said you get around 200, did you say what? What was that?
200 as it is, with the colder intake.
Okay, cool. And is that, as in 200 kilowatts?
200 kilowatts, yeah, at the wheels.
Yeah, at the wheels. All right, right. And I think it's currently, 170 or something at the wheels, is it?
Yeah, about that, 150 to 170 somewhere.
Okay. All right.
And then if you did the full turbo back and the intake, you might get about 210 kilowatts.
So what? And how much would that cost? All up.
You know, worked out for you.
Just a rough idea.
No, you're right. So the catback, I think, did we say we're going to do the N1, which is the Canon for your one, or were we saying Q300? I think we said Q300, didn't we?
Yeah, we did,
So you're probably looking at about 4,500 to 5K if you were to do turbo back, intake, and the tune.
Yep, okay.
Otherwise you knock about 1,500 off that if you didn't do the downpipe.
Right. And I presume that's something I can add later anyway.
It is, but you'll need a retune to suit that. So the initial tune is 990, and then retunes are 395.
You say, and retunes are 395. Okay, sweet. All right, sweet as well. I reckon I'll keep the cost down a little bit and take off the 1,600 there and just keep it to the... more like the sort of 353, whatever that is.
I'd probably stick to the initial, like, just catback and intake, just to get some noise out of it. So the main point of the catback is purely just to get a bit of note.
Yeah,
why the car's dead silent.
All right, let's do that then.
That's done. Easy. Yeah, if you change your mind, give me a call. I can probably still squeeze it in for now. When it gets a bit closer to booking, I might not be able to squeeze in the downpipe. And I still need to order that because we don't normally stock that part.
Yeah, all right. Sweet-o. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
No, you're right. All good.
Mate, catch up.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah.